Okay, today I'd like to share with you something from the Solonim Rebbe's Zecher Tzadik Livracha in his Sefer Nesivo Shalom. And the main question that he addresses is why we find by Seder, we could say Manishtana, the mitzvah, how is it different, the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is a main part of the Seder, it's different than all other mitzvahs. Why? We have an aspect of Kol HaMarbe L'Saper Yetzias Mitzrayim, Harei Zeh Meshubach. Whoever speaks more and more about Yetzias Mitzrayim is praiseworthy. We don't find this by other mitzvahs. By other mitzvahs, you shake a lulav and esrog. It doesn't say if you shake the lulav and esrog 100 times, it's better than if you shake it 1 time. You did the mitzvah. You ate achilas matzah. We're going to have the mitzvah of eating matzah. You ate the kezias that you're supposed to. You shouldn't even do it. It's called achila gasa. You're eating too much. So every mitzvah, you do the mitzvah correctly, and you're yotze the mitzvah. By the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's an inyan of marbe. You should do it more and more. Why is that?
Why isn't that in the Manishtana?
Excuse me?
Why isn't that in the...
Why that itself is not in the Manishtana? Okay.
I have a new question.
Okay. So the Nesiv Shalom says that the Yisod, the foundation of the entire Chag HaPesach, is Emuna, having faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he calls it the Hashem reveals himself to us on the Seder night. It's like it's a Rosh Hashanah for Emuna.
You have an extra pen.
Just like we have every year we have a Rosh Hashanah in Tishrei, so too on Pesach it's also a Rosh Hashanah. It's a Rosh Hashanah for Emuna. The Emuna that we absorb on the night of the Seder, that lasts us, that's supposed to last us for the entire year. Chazal tell us that in the schus of Emuna, our avos in Mitzrayim were redeemed, and in the schus of Emuna, asidim ligoyel. We will be redeemed, that will be the schus. Emuna and Hashem will be the schus to bring the ultimate geula. Because the golus of Mitzrayim was the main part of the Gaulus of Mitzrayim. We're familiar with the heavy work that Klal Yisrael did. But the main spiritual Gaulus of Mitzrayim was Kfira. There was a denial of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Pari said, Lo Yadati Es Hashem. I don't know Hashem. Pari knew all the Avodah Zoras in the world, but he says, I don't know Hashem. So he says the Jew. He's going to come to that Klal Yisrael didn't get to that level. We're going to come to that in a moment. We're speaking now about Mitzrayim itself,
the Goyim.
So the whole inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Esther Makis brought to even the Egyptians that they saw clearly that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Pasuk says, V'yadu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem. That even Mitzrayim, by the time the 10 Makkas ended, even the Mitzrayim knew that there was Hashem.
That's from Chumash?
Yes, that Pasuk. And he says that Klal Yisrael, we know, were on the Memtesh Shari Tumah, the 49th level of Tum. If they would have gone an extra, that's why when Yetzias Mitzrayim came, they had to leave right away. If they would have stayed a moment longer, Chas Hashem, they could have gone into the 50th. So he says, and if they would have gone into the 50th, they couldn't have got out anymore. So he says, what is the 50th Shar? The 50th Shar is Emuna. In other words, if they would have fell into the 50th gate, it would have mean that they would lack Emunah. That's the pits. That's the bottom of all bottoms. that if as long as a Jew still has a muna, there's hope. But if he went through 49 and he gets up to the number 50, that's if you have it, you're in the 50th level of having. But if you don't have it, you're in the lowest level of not having a muna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that Hashem saved them that they didn't fall in it, and that's what the pasuk says. Vayamein ha'am. In fact, the Gemara tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu said that Klal Yisrael heim lo yaminu li, they won't believe me. And Hashem told him, no, they are maminim. And in the schus that they had emuna, that's how they went out of Mitzrayim. So that's why the first yontiv in the calendar year, beginning from Nisan, is Pesach. Because Pesach represents emuna, and that is, as the Nesiv Hashem calls it, Rosh v'rishon l'chola yahadus. That is the foundation. It's the first important yesod in all of Yiddishkeit. And that's what it says in the pasuk. Hachodesh hazeh lochem rosh chadashim. The month of Nisan is the first of all the months. Rishon hu lochem l'chotshei hashana. It's the first of all the months. So he says that the Chodesh Nisan and Chag HaPesach are the Rosh V'Rishon L'Chol Zmanei HaHischatshus Shabishana. In other words, when we say that Rishon Hu L'Chem L'Chotshei Hashana, Chotshei doesn't just mean months, Chotshei also means Chidush, that a person on Pesach, he rejuvenates. That's when the spring, the Bria, the whole world, the spring is the hischatchus. Nature is like rejuvenating itself. So the same thing, a person is mechadesh himself. So every yontiv, he is mechadesh himself in a new, he rejuvenates, he renews himself in a new area. On Pesach, that's the yesod, that's the foundation of renewal, that's the renewal of emunah. And with emunah, a person can come out even from Mitzrayim, even from, he's going to speak later, a person can come out from his own Mitzrayim. Every person also could chas v'shalom sink to the 49th level of Tumah. And he could be in Mitzrayim, but through emunah, that's that. If he at least has emunah, then there's a hope that he will rehabilitate himself. So that's why, since the foundation of Pesach is Emunah, that's why there's a mitzvah of Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim and Vigadato Levincha, to implant this Emunah in our children. Somebody told me a thought that he told me a whole story with the Chavetz Chaim, but the bottom line was, if you want to warm up cold water, if you use lukewarm water to warm the cold water is not going to get warm. If you use burning hot water, very very hot water, then the cold water that you're heating up will also get, at least it'll get lukewarm. But if you he says, and that's why on the Seder night, parents, grandparents have a responsibility to their children and grandchildren that they should be passionate. They should be very warm about the emunah that we're trying to implant in the next generations. Because if we ourselves are lukewarm, then the children and grandchildren are going to be cold. If we're hot, then at least they'll be lukewarm. Halavai will be so hot that we'll make them hot also. But it has to begin with us. So he says, that's the inyan. Kol amar b'lisaper v'tzis Mitzrayim ha'reizem ha'shevach v'afilu kulanu chachomim kulanu nevoinim mitzvah alein l'saper v'tzis Mitzrayim. And here he raises that thing that we don't find this by any other mitzvah. Your yotze mitzvah, and that's it. Why here is there an inyan of l'saper to do it more and more? The answer is because this is a Rosh Hashanah for Emunah. This is supposed to last you a whole year. And it's going to have Ashpo on your heart for the entire year. So therefore, there's a mitzvah on us to speak more and more about this emunah. He brings from a great Hasidic Rebbe. The pasuk says, "He emanti ki adaber." So he explains these words. I have emunah when I speak. That when a person, the more and more a person talks about emunah, the more and more it can have an effect on a person. He emanti. I have emunah ki adaber. Because I speak, the more and more I speak about emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more and more it has an effect. So the more we speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim, as we're soon going to see, how Yetzias Mitzrayim brought out emunah, that we're going to see in a moment, that has an effect on a person that he believes more and more in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says,
only if you believe in it.
Yeah.
What if you say all of it isn't true, it's just a story?
That's a problem.
You have to. Hopefully, the more that you talk about it, that's his point. He manti ki adaber. He says through speaking about it, it. If you're just going to think about it, it won't go into your. It affects you that you begin to believe it. If chas v'shalom you don't, that itself will have an effect on you. So he says. Now he explains a little more. With greater clarity. He says that the emunah that a person has no end. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no end, the emunah in Hashem has no end. And there are many, many, many levels of emunah. And a person can have emunah on a low level, and then he goes higher. He gets more emunah, and then he goes higher. He even gets more emunah, until it becomes so high that the emunah becomes tangible. It becomes like something that you could visualize and see. And he brings from great people that what makes one person a bigger tzaddik than the other is not. Because he learned more Torah, he did more mitzvahs, but it's because that person had more emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was on a higher level of emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That made him a greater tzaddik than the other one. So that's why Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is miyuchad, is special from all other mitzvahs, that the more you speak about it, the better it is. Because implanting emunah in us has no shear. There's no end.
That's why they don't make a bracha. That's one of the reasons, because there's no limit.
Like there's no limit, okay.
Honoring your parents or whatever.
Very good, so. Very good, very good. So he says, that's what it says, by the Yamsuf, it says, Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'moisha avdoi. So the question is, it says, Ros ha'shif chalayom ha'shaloi ro yecheskel ha'navi, a plain maidservant, a woman saw at Kriyas Yamsuf more than Yecheskel HaNavi saw. So if so, what does it mean after they saw the revelation of Hashem? What does it mean that they believed in Hashem and in Moshe? What do you mean belief? You saw it. So the answer is no. I think I once said this. So the Rambam says two mitzvahs. Mitzvah Leidas Hashem and mitzvah Lahamin B'Hashem. It's a mitzvah to know Hashem. The mitzvah to believe in Hashem. When every person has a level how much they know about Hashem. And of course, whatever we know is very, very tiny. But the point is, where our knowledge of Hashem ends, that's where our emunah in Hashem begins. There are certain things we know, we understand, we see, then other things we don't understand, we don't see clearly. That's where our emunah begins. So, emunah is above what you can be masig with your seichel, what you can understand with your mind. So that's why understanding has a limit. Every one person is smarter than the other, they have a higher limit. But even that smart person is also limited compared to the person who's even bigger than them. So, and even the biggest person has a limit. Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the greatest, he also he asked to see, understand Hashem's ways, and Hashem said, "You'll see the back of me, but you won't be able to see the front." And as later in retrospect, sometimes we could see why Hashem did a certain thing. Maybe 20, 50 years later, we look back, oh, now I understand why this and this happened. But at the time, we couldn't comprehend it. And some things we'll only understand in Olam Haba. But so every person, every human, including Shlomo HaMelech, Moshe Rabbeinu, is limited in their das. That's where Emunah comes. And Emunah has no end. Seichel has an end, even for the greatest human being. But faith in Hashem has no end. That's why, even after the Bnei Yisrael saw on the Yam Suf, and the maidservant saw more than Yecheskel HaNavi, but even that seeing is still with your senses, what you experience, what you understand, what you see. But we just said that has a limit. Even if you saw more than Yecheskel HaNavi. But that's also limited. That's where Emunah begins. After what they saw, they still had to come on Vayaminu Bashem uveMoshe Avdoi. Now, what does this Emunah consist of? So the Slonim Rebbe says it consists of three things. The first thing is that Hashem created the world. The second thing is that he didn't just create the world and leave it running on autopilot, but rather he is mashgiach. He watches every, there's billions of people living in the world. Over every person, Hashem has a specific hashgacha of that person. And this is something the goyim, even if they believe in Hashem, but they don't believe in hashgacha pratis. He brings from the Kabriner, that says on the pasuk we say it in Hallel, Tehillim Perek Kuf Yud Gimel, Rom Al Kol Goyim Hashem, Al Hashamayim Kvoidoi. Mi Kashem Elokeinu Hamagbi Lo Shavas Hamashpili Lirois B'Shamayim Voretz. So the pasuk is saying Hashem is high above all the nations, on the heaven Al Hashamayim Kvoidoi. On the heaven is His honor. But Mik Hashem Elokeinu, who's like Shem, our God, Hamagbi Lashavas, he's high, but Hamashpili Lirois B'Shamayim Voretz, he comes down low. That's the difference between us and the Goyim. The Goyim could believe in Hashem also, but they believe that Hashem is up in the heaven. He's not Mashgiach on everything that's going on in this world. Mik Hashem Elokeinu, who's like Hashem, our God, the God of Klal Yisrael, Hamagbi Lashavas. He might be high, but Hamashpili Lirois B'Shamayim V'Aretz. That's the Emunah that we Jews have, which is greater than that what the Goyim have. We have an Emunah that Hu Levadoi, I think this is a Lashon of the Rambam, Hu Levadoi Osa V'Oise V'Yase, that Hashem is the one who did, who is doing presently, and who will do. He has the power to do everything. And the third thing that Emunah consists of is that we are the Aman Nifchar. As we say in Kiddush on Yontiv, Shabbos, Ata v'chartana mikola amim, ohafta oisana v'ratzisa banu. And Chas v'Shalom, he says, if a person doesn't believe that we are the chosen people, that Hashem has a special relationship with Klal Yisrael, he says, then that person is a non-believer. So to be a believer, he puts down these three principles. Hashem created the world, He's Mashgiach in the world, and that we Jews have a special relationship with Him. And all of these three sections of Emunah were in Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Inyan of Hashgacha Pratis we find by the Makkos. It says on every makkah, or many of the makkahs, for example, by Dever, V'hiflo Hashem be'mikne Yisrael u'be'mikne Mitzrayim. The Goyish ones had this disease, the pestilence, and the Jewish ones did not. V'samti pedus bein ami u'bein amecha. U'l'chol b'nei Yisrael hoya'or b'mashroi sam. The Goyim had a blackout, and the Jews had light. That's Hashgacha Pratis. Mm-hmm. Hashem says for the Jews is one way and for the Goyim are the other way. From that, the Pasuk says, L'man yedu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem. So he says like this. Paroi said, who's Hashem? I don't know Hashem. But Paroi believed in Elohim. And where did he learn Elohim from? He learned it from Yosef. Yosef said, Baladai Elohim yaneh shloim Paroi. When Paroi wanted to know about the dreams, so Yosef said, from Elohim, you're going to get the answer to your dreams. Now, what is Elohim? If you spell Elohim, we don't pronounce the hey. It's Aleph Lamed, then a hey, and then Yud Mem. If you count up the gematria, it's 86. Aleph Lamed is 31, hey is 36, another Yud is 46, Mem at the end is 86. So Elohim is Hateva. Hateva is also 86. Hey is 5, 9 is, and 5 is 14. Beis is 16, and Ayin is 70, 70 and 16 is 86. Exactly, not off by one even. Elohim is Begematria Hateva. So that Paroi believed. There's a God who created the world, and then there's nature, Mother Nature. But he did not believe Mi Hashem. The Yudke Vavke, that represents Osa, Oise, Viyase. He did in the past, does now in the present, will do in the future. That's in the Midah of Hashem, the name of Hashem called Yudke Vavke, the name of Hashem. Said Paroi, Elohim, I believe in. But Mi Hashem, Asher Eshma Bekoiloi. Who's Hashem? Hashem doesn't get involved in this world once he created him. So all the makas were to show that no, Hashem gets involved in this world. Laman Yedu Mitzrayim, Ki Ani Hashem. But Mitzrayim should find out that there's not only Elohim in this world who created the world, Bereishis Bor Elohim, he created the world Elohim, but there's also Hu Hoya Hoiva Vayiyah, Asa Oisa Vayasa, that's all in the name of Yudke Vavke. And that's what it says, Asher Etzei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. When Hashem took the Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, he revealed this aspect, which is Hashgacha Pratis. And that's why I think we said this in the last shiur that we had. That's why when Hashem gave the mitzvah of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, he didn't say that I created heaven and earth. He said, Asher Etzei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. This is the Yesod of Amunah. And the Rambam says that this mitzvah, that we have to believe in Hashem, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, that's the mitzvah of Amunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why he didn't say, I'm Hashem who gave you the Torah at Har Sinai, or I'm Hashem who created heaven and earth. He wanted you to know, I'm Hashem of Hashgacha Pratis, Asher Tzesicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. He brings from the Rush, a Rishon, in the Sefer Orchas Chaim, that a person has to believe in Hashgacha Pratis, that everything that happens to him is from Hashem, and through that, you will get full emuna in Hashem. And then he says the following statement, Ki mi she'enai maimin asher tzisicha me'etz Mitzrayim, af ba'anoichi Hashem enai maimin. If a person doesn't believe in Hashgacha Pratis, which the yesod of that is taking Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, then he really doesn't believe fully in Hashem as well. And then we said the third thing that you have to believe in, besides believing in Hashem, that he created the world and he's Mashgiach, you have to believe that the Bnei Yisrael are the Am HaNifcha, the chosen people. As Hashem said, Bonim Atem LaShem Elokeichem. You are sons to Hashem. And the first thing that Hashem said to the Bnei Yisrael was, Bni B'chayri Yisrael. You are like my firstborn Yisrael. That was even while they were in the Memtesh Shari Tumah. He said that. Anoichi, I, Yudke Vavke, I who, Anoichi Hashem, who I watch over everything that happens in this world, Elokecha, I am your God. You have to have emunah that you and Hashem have a special relationship. I am the special Hashem of the B'nai Yisrael. We are the Aman Nifkar. He brings down from another great Gadol, who said, a Jew has to believe that he believes. Even a Jew who feels that he's far from Hashem, he has to believe that in deep down inside of him, he believes in Hashem. This, those of you who heard last week, Rabbi Yosef Mendelovich, he said the first time he experienced God is when the Russians took away his father on trumped up charges, put him in prison, and he starts saying, please save him, please. And who was he talking to? He's not talking to him. He didn't say, oh, I got to save him. He said, please save him. And then he said, Yosef. He said to himself, who are you talking to? Who are you asking? Please save him. And then he realized that there's Hashem. Even though in Russia you didn't learn the word God, Hashem, that wasn't in their dictionary. But that's where he was 10 years old, I think, at that time. That's when he realized he's praying to someone deep down. Anoichi Hashem, says the Slonimer. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. If on the surface it looks like you don't have a relationship with Hashem, that's only on the surface. That's the clouds are covering the sun. There's a Rabbi Schwab once said, there's a person has klippas. He has peels. He has peels. The Yetzer Hara puts around his Jewish essence all kinds of peels. But when you peel away those covers, deep down, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, in your essence, I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, he ends off with explaining the Makkos. So first he brings from the Kli Yoker. The Kli Yoker, and this he says is the Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. It says, Rabbi Yehuda Yonaisu Bem Simonim, the Tzach Adash Ba'achav. So what was Rabbi Yehuda accomplishing? I mean, basically what he did is he took the first letter of every Makkah, and then he Dam, Tzvardei, Akinim equals the Tzach. Ayin, Arov, Dever, Shkin is Adash. What was Rabbi Yehuda teaching us? So simply, you could say that Rabbi Yehuda, a person is supposed to teach his Talmud in a short, concise manner. So he gave them like a mnemonic, a way to remember. You want to remember all the ten makas, if you remember, the tzach, adash, bachav. So you very, in a quick way, you could learn everything. That's the heart, a simple pshat. But he, the Slonimer Rebbe, based, as we're going to see now in the Kli Yoker, says that the Rabbi Yehuda didn't just want to give you a short form, but he wanted to show you that the makas were divided in three categories. There's the category of the tzach, there's a second category, adash, and there's a third category, bachav. And by each one, the Kli Yoker says, when Hashem warned Paroi that he better do tshuva or else he's going to get the makkah, it gives a lesson what he wanted Paroi to learn from that lesson. So by the first ones, by the tzach, it says, let's see. It says, "V'yedu Mitzrayim kani Hashem b'ntosias yadi." Oh, right. So he said, "Mitzrayim will know that I am Hashem when I stretch out my hand against them by dam tzvardei akinim." So those makas were an answer to what Pari said, "Mi Hashem asher eshma b'karloi." And he also said, "Lo yadati es Hashem." I don't know Hashem. So Hashem first said, "I want to establish that v'yeidu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem, there is Hashem in the world." That's the first thing. Then it says by the tzach, he brings down. It says bezos teida ki ani Hashem. With this, you'll know that I am Hashem. Not like you said, Pari. By the beginning
Why
of
are those three different than the others.
What's that?
Why would those three dafka show that he's Hashem other than the others? The others also.
They also show, right? But as we explain it further, you'll see each one was a nuance deeper than before. By the second group, by Adash, it says by the Makas Arov, Laman Tedek Yani Hashem Bekerev Oretz. I'm Hashem in the midst, and here was the Mitzrayim got it, and the Jews did not get it. So that was already Ashgacha Pratis. I'm not just this Hashem who created the world. Wait till the end, and then we'll see. One second, you'll see. And then the third one is that. He goes like this. That we said before that Paroi believed there's a Lakim. But he said, I don't believe in Hashem. The Kli Yoker says he's not even, you know, Paroi wasn't even so convinced about Elikim either. So that there is a God Bechlal. So first he had to say, he had to show him, Paroi said like this, in case there is Hashem, I'm not so convinced there's Hashem either. But in case there is Hashem, I don't believe that he is Mashgiach here in the world, that he's taking care of every individual, that I for sure don't believe. So first Hashem established that there is a God, and then he established that I intervene bekerev oretz, and then the third thing according to the Kli Yoker was that Hashem doesn't have the power to change teva and to do anything he wants in the world. So that was the third thing. So on the first three makas it says Mezois Teda Kani Hashem, there is a God. On the second it says Laman Teda Kani Hashem Bekerev Oretz Hashgacha Pratis, and the third one, the last group, it says Bavur Teda Kein Kamoini Bechol Oretz. The last group was, you will see, there's no one like me. I'm the only one who can change everything in the world as I want. So the Slonimer, Nesiva Shalom, adds more to that. He says the first three were all in the ground or under the ground. The Tzach Dam, Tzvardeh, were from the river, right? And Kinam also was from the earth when he hurt the earth. So those were from the earth or below the earth. That's what it says. I'm going to have ala no'orois, ala yorim, ala gam. All the bodies of water will turn into blood, and then the afar orets that they hit. The second group was creations which were above the ground. Orov were wild animals. Dever was in the cattle, pestilence in the cattle. Shchin was on the people, boils on the people. So these are people. These are creations that are above the ground. So again, to show Hashem is above the ground. And the third group was that Hashem is not only on the ground and below the ground, but even in the heavens above. Choshech, Orov, swarm of locusts, Orov, Dever, Borod, hail. So these were all things above. So in other words, he had on the surface of the earth and below the surface, he had animals and people on the surface, and then he had the air. Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says that is why, since the Makkos were teaching all these various lessons to Paroi, there is Hashem, he's Mashgiach, he can do whatever he wants, on the earth, above the earth, in the air, all over there's Hashem. So that's why it's such an important part of our Torah. And from it, from Marbel, the Saper Mitzis Mitzrayim, which brings out all these inyanim of Emuna, a person can feel the Emuna by speaking about it, and he'll be Mitzkayim, that B'schus Emuna, we were Nigal from Mitzrayim, and we will, in Mitzrayim, have, in that schus of Emuna, we'll have the Geula Hasidah. And that's why we, not only on Pesach, but twice a day, when we say Kriya Shema, so we say Leman Tizkor Es Yom Tzeischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim. We remember Hashem in Kriya Shema that He took us out of Mitzrayim, because Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Shoresh of Emunah. And everything that has to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim and Aseres Makis is to bring out this clarity of Emunah, and that's why we have to, it's the Yesod. And in fact, he ends off with a Zohar. The Zohar says, why do we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim? Every Yontiv we have it, on Shabbos, in Kiddush we have it, every day we have it. Why is it? So the Zohar says, Tochazi, come and see, Dohu Yesoida. V'shayrusha d'araisa v'chol p'kudoi. This Inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Eser Makis, which is part of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, is the Yesod and the foundation and the root for the whole Torah and all the mitzvahs. V'chol memnusa shleimus in Yisrael. And all full emuna of a Jew is rooted in Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Eser Makis. So that is, in brief, I didn't say the whole mimer, but in brief, what the Nesiv Shalom tells us about Pesach being what he calls the Rosh Hashanah for Emunah for the entire year, and why there's a mitzvah, the more and more we speak about it, the more and more it has an effect on us. And just like Hashem is without any limit, so too the Emunah in Hashem is without limit. And even if we're Kulanu Chachamim, Kulanu Nevonim, Kulanu Yoidim Satayra, but that's all seichel, and seichel has a limit. Above that, as we explained, comes emuna, which is no end, and that's why there's a special mitzvah called a marbel itzap yitzitzra, which we don't have by any other mitzvah. You don't do the mitzvah and you're finished. There's no end. You got to keep going and going, because emuna is greater and greater. I just want to end a few minutes with speaking about the title of this year was Rosh Hashanah of Emunah, and Man of Emunah. The Man of Emunah that I'm referring to is someone, a very chashuv yid, who was nifter recently. His name was Rabbi Yosef Friedenzohn. He was the editor of the Das Yiddish Wort, he even put one out on the night of the Siyum HaShas. He suffered a stroke, and even after that stroke, he put out the last edition of the Yiddish Wort, which he began after getting out of the concentration camps in the DP camps, displaced persons camp in Europe. He already started the Yiddish Wort, and it was a lifeline for today. Unfortunately, most of us don't speak Yiddish anymore, but for the survivors of the Holocaust, it was a tremendous lifeline. As the Novominska Rebbe said in his on the Shloishim, he spoke in Borough Park, I attended it, he said that he called himself Mr. Friedenson. I mean, we can call him Rabbi Friedenson. He was he didn't want to get the rabbi title, but he was certainly a very learned Talmud Chacham also. He was like, he said in the Seder, you're not supposed to drink between the third and fourth coast anything. And he explained the third coast is the Hallel on the past. The fourth coast is already the Geul in the future. There's not supposed to be any hefsik between the past and the future. We can't say America is like a stop between, there's a, you know, between the past that we had in Europe and the future of Mashiach, we'll have like a, take a break in America. There's no break. There's unit. That's the third and the fourth coast. No hefsik. Rabbi Friedenson was a unifier of the past with the present. And he made 430 editions of the Yiddish Wort, which described what we lost in the great Churban Europa in the World War II years. So one of the speakers, I think his name is Rabbi Orlovsky, from the Gehr Institutions, so he said the word nefesh, nun pei shin, nun is 50, pei is 80, shin is 300, is a total of 430. Rabbi Friedenson, he put his nefesh, he put his whole being into these editions of the Yiddish Wort. He spoke about gedolim, litvish gedolim, chassidish gedolim, about kehillos, and had pictures that he gathered from all over the world. that people should have an appreciation for what was lost and what we need to rebuild. And it's interesting that he was nifter on Parsha Zohar. He, right before Purim, on Shabbos Parsha Zohar, his whole life was one of Zohar, of to remember what Hitler Yimach Shemoy did, decimated Klal Yisrael. And that's the Shabbos that he was Zohar as Asher Asa Lecha Amalek. He spoke a perfect German, and people asked him, where did you pick up, where did you learn? You're from, I think it was from Poland. Where did you learn such a German? He said, I went to university. So the person asked him, which university? He said, the University of Auschwitz and Buchenwald. And those universities, that's where he learned the perfect German. What also was very interesting is that there was another person who was nifter, and these two people, also a chash of a person, these two people were nifter one day apart. And this was the famous Lieutenant Birnbaum, who was in the United States Army, and he liberated, he was, right, I think Mr. Friedenson worked together with Lieutenant Birnbaum to put out the book of that Lieutenant Birnbaum put out. And he came, I think he came to Buchenwald, and he found, Mr. Friedenson was younger than him, he found him at the end of the war, lying on the floor, bleeding, and Lieutenant Birnbaum thought, unfortunately, he's dying. And he was thinking, what should he do? So he decided he's going to say Kriya Shema with him. And Mr. Friedenson opens up his eyes, and he says to him, what are you saying Kriya Shema? Like you would say it with somebody who's being nifter, say Kriya Shema with him. In other words, I have a whole life in front of me. He was nifter, I think he was 90 years old. And that story, interesting that they were nifter one day apart. Lieutenant Birnbaum was nifter one day before him. But that story indicates what his life was. His son-in-law, Rabbi Golding, said that he was a World War II historian. The difference between him and other historians was that they focused on who did the killing. The Hitler Yimach Shemoy, the Nazis Yimach Shemoy. He focused on who was killed and what was destroyed and how we could rebuild it.
This is Lieutenant Birnbaum.
No, I'm speaking about. My wife always tells me, I say he, and she asks her, who's the he? I didn't tell her who the he is. So he over here is going on Mr. Friedenson. Mr. Friedenson focused on what. Mr. Friedenson focused on what was destroyed, the Kehillot HaKadosh that were destroyed, the Goyim, the Rabbonim, Talmidei Chachamim who were killed, Al Kiddush Hashem, but we could rebuild, and as we see the flowering of Jewry here in Eretz Yisrael and in Europe and in America and Eretz Yisrael, so that was his focus. He had emunah. That's why he said he's the man of emunah. He had emunah that it didn't have to stay destroyed. It could be rebuilt. We could rebuild it. And just the last thing I want to say about him is something that they wrote that Rav Huttner said about Mr. Friedenson. He gave a marshal about Mr. Friedenson. And he said that there was a train was pulling out, and when you by a train, the people who are on the platform wave to their relatives who are on the train as the train takes off. So the people were on the station there, everybody was waving, and when the train was far away, everybody went back to the station. There was one woman who kept on waving. And waving and waving. So finally she came back also. So they asked her, everybody went back, and why did you stay for so long and you kept on waving? So she said, you know why? I'll tell you. I think her son was on the train. So she had given her son, let's say, a red handkerchief. And so everybody else waited till as long as they could see their relative. They couldn't see him anymore, then they went away. But she had given this handkerchief, and she was able to see the handkerchief even as the train was far, far away. So she was able to keep on waving. She knew that's her son over there on the train. So Rav Huttner Zitzal said, that was Mr. Friedenson. Mr. Friedenson, as long as he was alive, he was waving that handkerchief. He was waving that flag that he was the you when you saw him, you saw you're still connected to the train. You're still connected to the Jews in Europe. There was he was a Holocaust survivor, but he connected you to the past generation. Now, unfortunately, he's gone. We don't have anybody waving that handkerchief anymore. And Mirt Hashem, we should have, we should, his neshama should have an aliyah, and his chusa yogin aleinu. Everybody should have a chag kosher v'sameach.